This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode 288.
We haven't quite put our finger on it, but something different's going on here.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And there's something definitely wrong going on here.
I didn't know this.
For some reason, we sound all robot-y.
It could be that Skype thing acting up again.
No. It's not that. I've heard this before. It sounds like we're in an iPhone app.
We've been Siri-com-sized.
And you know what that means, don't you?
We're not going to enjoy sex anymore?
No. It means we're going to have to do a clip show.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, Panda, as you well know, a lot of our episodes run a little long, and that means that we have all this leftover stuff that doesn't get aired, so when something bad happens,
like Siri comes as you?
You don't have to keep saying that.
Alright, so what's our first clip?
Just a couple of weeks ago, we were off on a tangent.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing, though. Alright, so since we're on the vampire subject, and then we'll come back to what we want to talk about. But I want... which vampires do you prefer? Twilight vampires or underworld vampires?
Believe it or not, I like underworld vampires over Twilight vampires.
But
really?
I prefer Anne Rice vampires over
Well, I
underworld.
Was gonna get there. I was gonna get there, okay?
Anne Rice before be like, the Hey, I Love Jesus
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, yeah, interview with vampires.
Proceed, underworld,
okay.
Underworld.
Ready? Bram Stoker vampires, Anne Rice vampires.
They are so close.
And I'm throwing the Sookie Stackhouse series vampires out because they don't count.
No, that's just fap. That's for the spank bing.
Exactly.
Those are spank bing.
Those are a separate class. But seriously, Bram Stoker?
They're so...
Anne Rice.
They're so close, though. There were only minute... There were a couple of minute things.
I know. Best tangent ever?
Yeah. Bram Stoker,
yep.
And Anne Rice,
yep.
Underworld, Twilight.
Yep, I think I concur.
Only because of Bram Stoker's Dracula,
yes.
Though. Mm-hmm. That's what does it.
If the book or the movie?
I only got halfway through the book.
The book was good. See, I read the book first. I read the book, like, I think a couple of years before the movie was actually optioned. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, okay, all right, I can go along with this. Like, there are some things that were different from the book, but I was... on board because
like,
I love
felt
Anthony
like
Hopkins.
Bram Stoker's vampires really brought a fear and intensity
to them
as a creature.
I think that they showed a little bit more humanity as well.
Later on, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I
that
mean, that
you don't necessarily get right off the bat.
I think you got pure legend as to what the creature was meant to be, and then
right.
You saw that they actually were far more expanded than
correct.
That.
Correct. Yep.
And then Anne Rice really played up the character, the humanity, the sophisticated and then not so sophisticated underlying humor, you know, that
mm-hmm.
could be built up in them.
Yep.
And then we got, let's just wear pleather and jump off of high buildings in Underworld. And then Twilight is, I don't even know.
And then
what
as an offshoot for that, you had Ultraviolet that got brought in and totally fucked up, by the way. Completely not like what
I haven't
the
seen
comic
Ultraviolet.
Book. Well, did you ever read the graphic novels in the comic?
No.
Because if you read those,
you have
what you saw in the movie filled you with utter disgust.
Okay. No. I couldn't.
And I love Mila Jovovich, but it is not right.
The only reason why I couldn't get into Ultraviolet is because I'm seeing Mila, and I'm like, aren't you the Resident Evil person?
See, I saw her, and I was like, aren't you Lilu Dallas with Multipass? Multipass.
See, that's what happens when you fall in love sometimes. Multipass. When you fall in love with a director, he wants to put you in everything.
Multipass.
Like, that's what happened. Who did the Resident Evil movies?
Me, Supreme Being. You, Notra.
Never without my consent.
Cinema to come out. Love that movie. Best tangent ever. All right, so back to what we're doing. We will probably have a deep discussion at some point in time.
I'm surprised we haven't already.
I'm actually very surprised that we haven't, because we both love vampires for different reasons.
Look at that. Pandas and ninjas agreeing on something.
Vampires are awesome.
Wait, did I just say vampires and ninjas, or did I say panda? Pandas and ninjas agreeing on something.
Yeah, vampires are awesome.
Yes.
All right.
Fact! I want to get a rubber stamp that says fact. Or panda approved.
How about I get you one for your birthday? Will that make you happy?
Oh, God, I'm getting one this year. By that, I mean a birthday.
I was like, stamp of approval?
No, birthday. Anyway, back on track.
Do you want it as a wax seal or a rubber stamp? Think about it. Don't answer now. Think about it. Don't answer now. Back to the nerdy stuff, because that wasn't nerdy enough. No, not at all. Not by any kind of long shot.
Well, I'm glad we got all that settled, Ninja. I remember back in March when the new iPad was released and you went on and on about it.
And we've got all kinds of fantastic stuff to talk about this week. First, I'm going to throw out my disclaimer. I am going to talk about the iPad. And I own Apple stock. So,
whoop-de-doo.
No, but I have to make the disclaimer.
I
don't want, first of all, my opinions are only slightly biased.
Only slightly?
Not because I own the stock, but because I just love Apple stuff.
And you get paid some when other people buy stuff.
I do profit when people buy Apple stuff. Yes, I do. So that's my disclaimer. But you knew I was going to talk about the iPad 3. There was no way I wasn't going to talk about the iPad 3. And since we talk about video games, anime, and gadgets, guess what category the iPad 3 falls into?
All three?
Well, it could, theoretically. I mean, the way that I use it, it does. But, anyway, and unless you are not that much of a nerd, you're aware that on the 7th, Apple held an event, one of their, what do they do, 5 now a year, almost? Because they do music right after back to school, they do whatever announcement they come up with to basically undercut CES. So whether that's like, I know you're in Vegas, but by the way, some of you should be in San Francisco because we're about to drop some shit on you. Because last time it was about iAds and the dev stuff and
dev stuff,
the bookstore and the author and all that kind of stuff. But I watched the unofficial Apple weblog. And Engadgets, which they're both part of AOL's blog platform, so they both did the same live blog as far as the software that they used, so they looked identical, it was just different opinions. So it was kind of fun to watch TUAW's thought pattern on the announcement.
It was like, wait, the tree looks the same Engadgets. Up until the end, where it was like opinion A or opinion B.
Well, literally, it's like, you guys are snarky. You guys are slightly more snarky. Continue. And they had different photos at different times, but they were using the same live blog platform. So it's just kind of interesting to see them, like, half-step update and see which team was faster. Engadget won, by the way. So TUAW, you got to step that up, by the way, because Engadget totally, like, ganked your ass. They were already on photos of the actual iPad while you were still talking about the demo video that you watched about Girth. Anywho, things were different because, you know, Steve wasn't there, so it kind of felt weird.
I bet.
Watching it. Tim, I thought, did a very good job of hosting the keynote, but it was just weird not seeing the black.
He didn't wear the black turtleneck.
Yeah, he shouldn't. That's Steve's thing. Tim should have his own thing, and I'm glad that he didn't try to do the Steve thing. I thought he did a very good job, and Schiller came up, and Schiller's looking good, by the way. I think he's working out or something, because he's dropped a little weight. But let's get to the nerd stuff. iPad 3. First of all, I already ordered mine. And
I know. I saw your screenshot on Facebook.
Yup.
I said, oh.
Yes, I did.
And I'm really looking forward to it for a few reasons. So I'm going to get into the reasons why I purchased an iPad 3.
So am I getting your old one?
No, you're not. I'm going to go into the reasons why I purchased...
Why am I not getting your old one?
Because my old one is going to continue to be the remote control for my man cave.
Mom took mine.
Well, you know what? You didn't use it.
I was gonna.
You didn't. And you have a MacBook Air.
You do too.
I know. So?
So?
Buttons. Anyway, I actually use my iPad. Don't get all pouty face. Go ahead, make that
look. It's got such a cool decal on it that it's just gonna sit on your wall.
Correct.
And act as your fucking remote.
That's right. And media streamer. Because that's the thing that I stream my Slingbox to my TV from. That's what I stream my Crunchyroll to my TV from. That's
two iPads.
Two.
Like, boom, iPads. Two. Just two. Just there. Two.
Are you okay?
Two.
Are you gonna be alright?
What's gonna happen when the iPad 4 comes out? What are you gonna do with three of them?
Well, then you can have one.
Which, don't tell me you're going to give me the fucking one.
No, but you can have one. But I already have things set up that are going to happen with this. I'm not going to leave my iPad 3 mounted to the wall. Because there's way too much going on in my iPad 3 that I'm going to use even more.
Wait a minute. Now you're getting an iPad 3.
Evermore is not.
Oh.
Yeah, never so mind. You can put that thought right back in your head.
Damn it.
Moving right along. Moving right along. So, I have an iPad 1. I did not upgrade and get an iPad 2.
Nope.
And so, the iPad that you originally inherited that you didn't touch for a month, so we finally gave it to Esh Mom.
Well, because she was using it. I was playing my games on it, but then she's like, I want to play Words of Friends, but I don't want to use it on my phone because I can't see.
Whoa. Time out. No, you weren't. It was sitting underneath the
No, TV. I would play Words of Friends at the table while she was watching her news.
Yeah,
and then you got Mary bored. Doopies
yeah.
was all like, and then, I want to play Words of Friends with Mom. And Mom said, only if you put it on the iPad. And that's what started the Esh Mom fucking iPod takeover coup thing.
iPad.
Because then she started playing
the iPad that. Re-procurement program.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but she used it every day for more than just games.
No, because...
Really?
No,
that's where the video addiction happened.
First it was Words of Friends, but then...
Then
Auntie Esh cheated, and she was like, fuck that shit.
Uh-huh. And then it turned into...
I wanna watch stuff.
Yep.
Yes.
So first it was the Crunchyroll, then it was the Hulu Plus.
Oh, God. Then now she wants a fucking Crunchyroll account.
Yes, I know.
Fucking Crunchyroll. Oh, Esh Mom, you're so cute.
In your digital addictions. So, the reasons why I bought an iPad 3. And I'm first going to state that I love Apple. Other people would call me a fanboy. I don't consider myself a fanboy.
You have the collection of your iPhone boxes like a monument in your man cave.
I do have all of my boxes. But I have all my boxes for every piece of tech that I've bought.
Yes. But you stack all of your iPhone ones far more prettier than your other boxes.
Have you not been to my office and seen the layout that I've done with my Astro boxes?
I have never, no.
Oh, yeah, you should kind of, yeah. I have everything stacked and laid out just so. I get a little OCD about
Nerd.
That. Anyway, let me get into the reasons why I actually bought this thing.
Nerd.
Are you done?
Nerd.
So, number one. The iPad that I currently use, what I use it most for right now is when I'm sitting on my couch, I use it to do and manage my Facebook, my Twitter, while I'm watching something either through Hulu Plus or Netflix, either on my Apple TV or on my Xbox. It just depends basically on whose interface I want to deal with at the time. I find it a little bit easier to navigate Netflix's interface on the Apple TV than currently on the Xbox dashboard. So I typically will watch Netflix through my Apple TV, but I prefer...
So you watch your Apple TV.
So I watch Netflix.
You have your MacBook Air with you. You've got your iPod 1.
Hold on. Let's back this up. In the man cave, okay, when I'm actually doing, like, the media entertainment stuff, my MacBook Air is not with me. My MacBook Air typically travels with me to work
it goes with me. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. It goes with me to bed. And the reason why
mine does too.
And the reason why mine comes with me is there are some media sites that I like to stream videos off of that require flash, and I can't do that on my iPad because my iPad used to be my nightstand media thing guy.
I just bring mine because I'm lonely.
I'm not even gonna go there. I also bring my MacBook Air because my iPad does not have a video camera on it, and so if I want to Skype somebody, I use my MacBook Air to do that. Because I don't have a MacBook Pro anymore. My MacBook Pro is now with Evermore, who handles all of the production stuff for us and needed a big, boom, fatty machine. So
good job.
I don't have a laptop. My MacBook Air is my main do-some-work kind of work machine. And so it's what I run a ghosted copy of my MacBook Pro off of. So if I have to do something in Photoshop, I do it on my MacBook Air. If I have to do something design-wise, it happens on my MacBook Air. So it pretty much stays either in my office. It comes with me to work because it's what I had used for quite some time to do notes, just because I found the keyboard to be a lot easier to work with for doing, you know, long notes in meetings on my MacBook Air. My iPad is in the entertainment system. So when I'm sitting on the couch watching a movie, if I'm checking Twitter, I'm doing that on my iPad, not on my phone. I only do it on my phone when I'm out and about and I'm away from either my MacBook Air or my iPad. I also use my iPad, like I said, to stream content to my Apple TV. So for instance, my Anime Network subscription, I can, through AirPlay, play those videos through my Apple TV, through my iPad. So I have a cable mounted and I will stream that stuff full resolution on my 42-inch in my living room.
And you can mix beats now.
I can. And I do that as well, but not as much because the iPad that I have, which is an iPad 1, doesn't run the software fast enough to really do it in real time. So I've only played with that a little bit on my phone, waiting to get my next iPad, which I know, or at least I knew, would have a better processor.
And what's your...
Well, then, I'm still running down what else I do with my iPad, because that's not all I do. I also stream Crunchyroll, which doesn't have a native application either on the Xbox or on my PS3 or on my Apple TV. So I stream that. I have a Sling box connected to a cable box off of your cable connection. I stream the cable from that full resolution through my iPad to my TV. So my iPad is typically right now either a conduit for me watching stuff on my big 42-inch screen when I want to chill out in my living room and I don't want to watch it on my MacBook Air late at night, or my social media hub. I handle most of my emails, really, through my iPad, more so than I do actually on my MacBook Air. I really only turn my MacBook Air on to sort my mail into all the folders that I use and the rest of the team uses, but I actually answer emails typically either from my phone or from my iPad. So it's kind of my communication hub, really. But it didn't have a camera. And I wasn't really motivated enough by the upgrades that they did on the 2 to jump from the iPad 1 to the 2. However, the stuff that they're doing with the 3, as soon as I saw the Retina display, I was already sold on the iPad 3. Because one of the things that I'm trying to do these days is wear my glasses less. Because I have glasses that I wear for reading.
Yeah, I know.
And the people may not know that.
Well, now you do.
And I find that because I don't need them for distance, that when I wear them for longer periods of time, that I get headaches. So I try to find ways to not wear my glasses as much, really only to do it at night. And so I, you know, make fonts bigger during the day and things like that. And so as soon as I saw the Retina display, I fell in love with just how clear and crisp the screen is. You know, I love it on my iPhone 4. It is very, very clear, very easy to read. Even when I zoom things in, they still stay sharp and crisp, and I just absolutely love it. So the idea of having that on an iPad really made me take notice because, like I said, I do a lot of reading on that screen. When I travel, it's what I play videos on, not my MacBook Air. I use my iPad. It consumes less power. It's easier to move about. I have, you know, a gorgeous screen. And so it's just, you know, my travel companion a lot of times.
It's your companion cube.
It is my companion cube, but not really because I didn't care about my companion cube. Like, I was like, see you later, cube! As we talked about before in Portal. So the Retina display was one thing. You know, having a better than 1920... resolution really surprised me, frankly. But I do some gaming on my iPad now. I play a lot of music games on it. I have played Infinity Blade and Infinity Blade 2. Enjoy both of those games. I think probably the game that I play the most, especially when I travel, is Civ Revolutions. Love playing that on the iPad. Frankly, I think it plays better than it did on my Wii. But I mostly use it for the communication stuff. When they showed off the camera and basically said the camera that they were using for the iPhones, the camera they were putting in the iPad, like, lights and sirens went off in my head. So another big thing that I, you know, have been using my iPad for was covering events.
Yep.
Both E3s did by iPad. Okay, and I really enjoyed, frankly, being able to do the live blog very simply right from my lap. I didn't have to set up this big, massive computer. It wasn't clunky. I wasn't invading anybody else's space. The only thing that was a pain for me was shooting photos with my Nikon, and even though I had the camera kit, getting photos off of the camera kit into the iPad, cropping them the way that I wanted to, getting them uploaded, you know, it took a lot of time.
Yes, I remember, I was there for one of those.
Again, because I didn't have a camera on it. So having a better camera on the iPad would allow me to, you know, immediately bring the iPad up, zoom in, you know, it's got a pretty decent zoom, at least for the live coverage of stuff, and take a shot and add it right to my post right then and there. And so having the better camera on the back and on the front really, really sold me on it. As far as being useful for me for things that I use it for. You know, I still think that taking photos with an iPad is very awkward. Like, I haven't seen anybody that looked good shooting video or taking a photo with an iPad, because, like, I always feel like they're holding up Simba's, like, this is the chosen one! Click, click! Click, click! You know, because you're holding up this big slate. But if the photos that the iPad takes look anything like some of the photos that I've been able to take with my iPhone, it's going to be the tablet that I really use for the next couple of years, not just the next year. Because storage-wise, I don't need a crazy amount of storage. Yes, it shoots video in 1080p, which is pretty bitchin' if you're doing anything where you're trying to preserve what you're looking at. You know, we all take and shoot those stupid little videos of, like, weird things that go on, but I put myself in the shoes of some of my friends who are recently become parents, and know that for them, having a device that they can literally very stably, you know, walk around with and very quickly take a photo of the baby and send it to grandma and grandpa, but that's actually really important, and you can't really put a price on that. So, you know, looking at it from that angle, it kind of makes sense, but ultimately for me, the better processor means I'll be able to take advantage of my iDJ Live setup, actually on my iPad, better than I've been able to do so currently. It means that I'll be able to, as I'm cover events a little bit better, as far as my process goes, and frankly, it will allow me to FaceTime from my iPad, which means I won't have to bring my MacBook Air off my desk and into my bedroom and on my nightstand, where I'm always nervous because my nightstand is very, very close to my bed and it's very small, and I already have so many things on there. I'm always terrified that in the middle of the night I'm going to roll over and smack my MacBook Air and knock it off. So it will alleviate that for me, because I'll be able to just put my iPad on the nightstand and it won't take up as much room. Or I could even very simply have a mount on the wall to put it on in my bedroom and just take it off in the morning when I need to go. So ultimately for me, those are the reasons why I bought an iPad 3. Now, if you have an iPad 2, I don't necessarily know that there are a lot of reasons for you to upgrade to an iPad 3. If you take a lot of photos or videos with your iPad, the better camera might be enough of a reason for you to do that. You know, as I watch them doing the demo of the new Infinity Blade game for the iPad 3, I was really kind of taken aback at, you know, first of all, what they've been able to do with the Unreal Engine on a personal mobile device. But secondly, one of the quotes that really struck me was that there was more processing power with the memory that's built in and the chip, the way that it runs, to do things with the Unreal Engine on the iPad than on the current Xbox system.
Shut up!
No, that's one of the what one of the developers said of the game.
And where's the proof?
Well, I mean, you'd have to get down to what benchmark they're looking at. I mean, you know, that's the funny thing about benchmarks, is depending upon what you test and how you test it and when you test it, you can make benchmarks say whatever you want benchmarks to say. It's just like charts, you know? I can make a really, really bad metric look good if I scale it the right way in a chart. So, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. But when you look at, I mean, you've played Infinity Blade.
A little bit.
And yeah. I've played Infinity Blade too. When you're playing that game, it is impressive.
Yes,
when you think about, holy crap, I'm doing this on an iPad. Like, to me, Infinity Blade was more impressive running on an iPad than playing the Metal Gear game on my PSP. Which I still have an original PSP. I never did the Go, and I didn't do a Vita. And Sony won't send me one, so I'm not going to be doing a Vita anytime too soon. But when I think about how I travel, I don't want to be traveling around with 6 or 7 different devices. I don't want to have my gaming thing and my phone thing and my email thing. And with the camera being as good as it is, if the zoom is as good as it is on the iPad 3, which I will see at the end of the week, I may not bring my Nikon to events anymore, because that's one less thing that I'll have to bring that's really heavy. I may only have to bring one big Nikon for those events that I know that we won't be able to get close up, like the Sony event and the Nintendo event, for the entire team to, you know, do venue shots. And that's really powerful for me. I mean, now with the split keyboard on the iPad, it's very comfortable to type, especially with your thumb. So if you're having to move around, it's just like, you know, texting on your phone, but very comfortable. And the processing power with the documents application, because I do have iWork for my iPad, because I do document creation. I write notes a lot of times for articles and things when we're traveling, and then copy and paste. It just makes sense for me to turn the communication hub into a real communication hub, as long as it can do the multimedia. And then you throw on the new iPhoto. I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. But having iPhoto on the iPad makes a lot of sense. And a couple of people that I've talked to already, who are also Apple fans that have iPhoto on their current iPad 2s, say that it's better than the Adobe applications for photo editing that are on the iPad. So there's a lot of power there, I think. And frankly, I think we can all kind of agree that we like the personal media devices. I mean, look at tablet sales in general. Tablet sales in general have been kicking netbook sales' ass. Just across the board. All the Droid tablets and the Apple tablets, you know, combined. And I think Palm is still trying to do the WebOS, which is HP, the WebOS tablet. I don't know. But you look at that market and you pretty much have everyone going, look, laptops are cool, but I don't want to lug around a 12-pound thing with me. And even on some of the ultralights, you're still talking
like 8 pounds. Like, I'm already carrying a baby. I don't want to carry a laptop,
you know,
too.
I already got, you know,
I got twins. Twins? I have no more hand space.
I got no hand space. But seriously, you know, if I'm going out to the beach, I don't want to bring a laptop with me, but I do want to Twitter. And I don't want to necessarily do it on my phone. Because, you know,
watching, I might get crazy at the beach and forget I have it in my swimsuit, and wee, now I have no phone.
Well, we know family members who have done stuff
like that. Yes, very similar to stuff like that.
So,
not it.
Ultimately, I look forward to actually getting my hands on the iPad 3. I did get this one engraved. It's the first Apple thing that I've ever gotten engraved. But I felt like I should. Because I was already enticed by it. I ultimately Did not opt to go with the 4G, which was one of the new options that you got with the device.
Oh, God. Makes 4G real to them?
Well, here's the deal. So, you have 4G LTE available. You can get the Verizon or the AT&T distro. But, frankly, for that money, I just didn't need it. You know, I have a MiFi that I travel with. So there was no reason for me to get a iPad with that built in, so I went with Wi-Fi only. The price points stayed the same, but the most important thing is that the current model iPads are still going to be made. They've dropped $100 in price. So what used to be the $499 price point is now $399. So for those people who want to get into an iPad but don't necessarily need the 4G or the gaming stuff, you can get the same capacity iPad, just a previous version for $100 less.
All right. Well, that will drive all
the... And they also knock the price back on the refurb ones as well. So the refurb iPad 2s are also cheaper as well. But I think that's only like by $50, not the $100. I'd have to double check. So I thought the announcement was pretty cool. The things that they announced were enough for me to make the, oh, yes, I do want... Especially since, you know, I have still been rocking my original iPad 1 forever. The only difference was because of cloud, because I have my entire library in the cloud, and now you're going to be able to have your movies in the cloud as well.
Holy shit.
Which means the movies that you've purchased, you'll be able to download at any point in time onto any of your devices again. Means that I don't have to permanently store things on my devices all the time.
You can just put them up in the cloud and call them down whenever you want.
Exactly. So I decided this time around to not actually opt for the 64 gig. So I opted for the 32 gig white, Wi-Fi only.
So what'd you get engraved on it?
My gamer tag.
Okay.
And our website.
Okay.
So the top line says Ninja Sister and the bottom line says electricsisterhood.com.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Because I don't know they're going to put a back skin on it.
Mm. Going back to the basics.
Yeah, I may just put like a simple decal on the back of vinyl, and show off the Apple, and put a front rim skin around it. Just haven't made up my mind yet. So, but even if I don't, I decided that I was going to get my gamer tag put on it. So, there you have it. Gadget stuff. The cracked keyboard looked great with the updates that they've done to books. You know, I have manuals that I read a lot on the iPad, especially for CSS. It's a comfortable device to pick up and read on. It's a comfortable device to pick up and look up stuff on the web. Like, whenever I get stuck and there's a quick question I want to look up, I look it up on my iPad, because it's the thing that I have next to me on my couch.
Okay.
So, that's my deal on gadgets.
Do you ever notice that when something gets cut out of an episode, it's usually something that I talked about? Well, it happened again in February when I talked about an anime that I watched.
Is there time left for you to do what you were going to talk about?
I'm going to have to make it really fucking quick.
Well, then I suggest you go.
Okay, so...
Go now!
No, now I'm all nervous and shit.
Don't be.
I'm not nervous.
You shouldn't be. We've been doing this for far too long.
I know, really. At this point, if I was nervous about doing this show...
There's a problem.
There's a problem, and I should probably be put on prescription drugs. So, I've spent a lot of time last week actually being sick, which typically what I do when I'm sick, I do one of two things.
You watch Rio.
No. Although I do... all right, so...
You do three things.
I do one of three things. Okay, I either watch really, really bad, like, slapsticky and or just bad movies because they're fun. Okay? So I'll watch, like, Kung Pao and Dude, Where's My Car? Because I feel bad and stupid laughs.
Sweet! What does mine say?
Dude! Exactly. You know, stupid laughs when you're not feeling well can make you feel better. So I will watch, like, a slew of, like, bad movies. Or I'll watch a slew of really cutesy movies. So that's, you know, stuff like Rio. Or, you know, stuff from that bring up nostalgia. So, like, Labyrinth and Princess Bride and Neverending Story, the first one. And Dark Crystal or Fraggle Rock. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like a kid again and makes me feel warm and, you know, cuddly. Or a marathon anime that I haven't watched before. I'll just pick one. I'll just marathon it.
I marathon on good and bad days.
Okay, and I like doing the anime marathons because, one, you know, having the conversation going on, you know, because typically I'm, you know, by myself because I'm not wanting to infect anybody else with my disease.
That's right. Eshmom infected the house.
I know. So she pretty much took that.
You
well,
could have totally come upstairs.
Let's be fair. Who infected Eshmom?
I infected Eshmom.
Okay, so you were ground zero.
I was patient zero.
For pestilence within the land of Esh.
Damn.
You were the carrier of the plague.
I was the first zombie.
Okay. And it just ran rampant through our household.
Yeah, but even affected our tenant.
Yeah, it hit Eshtom.
Yep.
Even Eshdog was like, bed.
I know.
Which is funny, because she's hyper. But I decided to marathon some anime. And I like doing the anime marathons because if I fall asleep during an episode, it's really easy to restart it when I come back around.
As opposed to falling asleep in a movie and coming to the end and being like, crap,
I don't remember where I left off and I'm not going to go back
now. I don't remember the last
now.
Image I saw before I fell asleep.
Exactly. Whereas if you're marathoning anime, when the episode stops, you're still sitting there on that episode. So if you're like, I don't remember what I saw, you just go, bloop, and put it back at the beginning and you watch it again. You know, so I picked up, as I mentioned before, a subscription to Anime Network. Because as much as I love Crunchyroll, you know, there's only so much new stuff that they bring out so often. And there's a lot of anime that I'm just not watching. And frankly, I don't want to buy it all. I cannot afford to do box sets of things to try, you know?
Exactly, no. If you're buying a box set, a collector's edition of, you should be buying stuff that you've watched and you enjoy and you know you're going to watch several times over.
Exactly, and you want the extra goodies and the art books and that kind of stuff. But to get into something to just try, you know, $60, $80 is a hell of an investment to find out, holy crap, you don't like it. So, I've really been searching out streaming options for anime, you know, especially since, you know, fewer and fewer things are actually going to get distributed over here.
Yeah.
That streaming is really only going to be my option. So I was like, you know what? Suck it up. It's only like $60 total for an entire year of access. So it's not a monthly thing.
Right.
You can do a monthly thing, but it costs more. So you get basically a bigger discount if you just do the whole year thing. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to get the year because Anime Network, they have a very good mix of distributors. So you have Kadokawa, you have ADV, you have Funimation stuff, you have Gonzo stuff. It's not just one house's collection of...
ADV, Monopoly.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, haven't I heard these voice actors before? Yeah, they're in everything else ADV does.
So... I was like, you know what? They have enough series that I haven't seen that'll be worth it, that they have the, you know, the entire, you know, thing available. And, you know, because they work out deals all the time, they update their libraries constantly. So I'm like, you know what? This will be a good match to cover the Crunchyroll stuff, because once I've seen my new episodes of the recently aired things on Crunchyroll, I can pick a new series that I haven't seen, you know, a new to me
right
series in Anime Network and, you know, marathon it when I'm not feeling
so well. So what did you pick?
So I told myself that I wasn't going to read any descriptions of any series.
Wow.
I was literally, what I was going to do, because the way that it presents the series on the iPad is it shows you a tile of the graphic of the show. So typically, you know, a piece of the front cover of the DVD. And so I told myself I was only going to pick series based off of their tile. Because I find that to be more interesting because, as you well know, sometimes the graphic that they show up front has absolutely nothing to do with what the content of the show is.
Corin.
Thank you. So what you think is going to be like...
School days.
You know, what you think is going to be like Read or Die actually turns out to be more like Bible Black. And you're like, what?
One of my favorite hentais, not going to lie.
So anyway, Bible Black is so fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway... So I picked a series called Kampfer.
Kampfer.
Kampfer. It's a German. All right. So let's take a step back.
Wait, you get mad when I bring up freaking French shit, but you're going into German territory and that's okay.
Hey, Elfin Lied, what's up? So here's the deal. Because let's face it, Germans make more fucked up shit than the French.
Well,
can we agree?
We know.
Can we agree?
Yes, but we know why.
Let's move on to my part. Okay. So Kampfer was a manga.
Okay.
And became a light novel.
Right.
And an anime series. So the basis of Kämpfer and, you know, the graphic that's on the Anime Network website is a picture of four girls. So it looks like a Fighting Girls, you know.
Martial hearts!
It more like an Ikitosen kind of feel.
Oh, so, God, you know, they're going to pee themselves of excitement.
No, but here's what happened. But that's kind of the feel of the graphic on the front, right?
Got it.
Everyone's in, you know, school outfit uniform, but you can tell that they're all in their action poses. And I'm like, hey, I haven't watched an action thing in a while since Maji Okiyo, so let me check it out.
You like Fighting Girls.
I like typically when it's a Fighting Girl thing because they'll always throw some kind of romantic twist in there. So you get action, you get a little bit of romance, and typically because they've got the action and the romance thing, you get a little bit of comedy.
Right, yeah.
Because you'll have a comic relief character.
They need to make it laugh.
So you get, you know, the lightness, but with the action thing. And I enjoy action movies, I enjoy action anime series. So I tend to gravitate more towards the action girl stuff because I know I'm going to get romance and comedy in there. Whereas if it's, you know, all
battle... It's a rom-com kick your ass.
Exactly. Because if you have, you know, all battle dudes, it's typically all very serious. It's, you know, they're fighting because...
I'm fighting for the one I love.
Exactly. And
it's like, really? I haven't heard any love in
But it's always series. You know, I'm fighting for the woman that I love that blah, blah, blah killed. And so it's revenge. Not that that's a bad thing.
Rurouni Kenshin Reflections.
Okay, but it's not...
Yeah, reflections.
But it's not that. Something that I want to watch when I don't feel well.
Right.
You know? So, I picked Kämpfer because it had five up of girls. And they all looked a little bit different. You know, you had your definite,
You had your foreigner? Did you have your blonde?
Yes and no. You had your obvious, you know, ideal,
the idol. One everyone wants to root for.
Yeah, you had that. You had your...
Dark horse.
Who, you know, has the dark hair. You had your lighter hair. She wasn't really a foreigner. Because her name was Kaede, but she had, you know, lighter hair. It wasn't blonde. But she was definitely the character that, you know, everyone in the school idolized and wanted to be with and had, you know, fan clubs for and things like that. Then you had, you know, your shit kicker, redhead, you know, short, spiky, really looked athletic. And then you had a chick off in the corner who has white hair. And you don't exactly know where she fits in, but she definitely looks like, you know, action adventure type.
Right.
But the center chick has blue hair and matching blue eyes. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's jump in and see what's going on. So the first episode starts with the blue-haired girl running from another girl who's fighting her. And she basically jumps off of a roof at the end of it because she's chased to a corner where she can't get away. Then you have a quick cut to black, and you're like, damn, she died? Holy hell! Like, I'm not even a minute and a half into this thing.
Hey, sometimes it gotta shock you.
Then all of a sudden, at the end of the black... We're in a person's room, and it's a guy who has blue hair. And he was having this dream. And you're like, oh, he must have been dreaming that he was the girl or something like that. And he's like, wow, that's a crazy dream. And he goes to school, and he meets up with a friend of his.
Two best friends filled with holiday cheer.
No, not so much. As he's leaving his house, weird thing happens. You know, there's this stuffed animal that's part of the entrails. Okay, wait, I want to make sure I say this right. The entrails animal series of collectibles dolls. So it's a plushie that basically has a hole in its stomach that's cut out and like its intestine is sticking out.
And it's a plushie.
Yeah. And this one happens to be a tiger with an eye patch. And it was given to him by his friend, Kaede.
The chick?
Yeah, the chick that he ends up meeting. And funny thing, you know, all of a sudden, he hears this voice, because he's talking out loud about the dream that he's having, and he's trying to figure out, you know, if it's another internal voice. It's not.
It's the
plushie. And it comes alive, and I was like, yeah, no, that was really, you know, messed up, but you survived, and, you know, it's a good thing, you know, because you're a Kämpfer. And he's like, I must need more sleep than I thought. And so, you know, he starts leaving, and the thing's like, no, you really, you are. And, like, gets down, it crawls up on his thing, he's like, see your bracelet? You can't take it off, you're a Comfer. So just so that you know, when you're getting ready, you know, to change, because Comfers can only be girls, so that's why you change into a girl when you fight. It's going to blink, and it's going to be your only warning, because then you're going to change into a girl. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so he leaves the house thinking that, you know, he's crazy, but he can't get this bracelet off. He runs into Kaede, and it's like, hey, let's walk to work together. Now, he is crazy in love with Kaede, and the character's name is Seno.
Okay.
And Natsuru. And everybody around him really kind of sees him as just, you know, a regular guy. He doesn't stand out at all, even though he has this shockingly sapphire blue hair. And he is just absolutely in love with Kaede Sakura.
Like, he's basic, like, and unmotivated. Yeah. Sounds like a harem, okay, to me.
But he's tall, and he is just, like, head over heels. Like, to the point where no other females exist in the form of a woman to him other than
Kaede.
Yeah.
Sakura. Wow.
And so, she's really sweet, and they walk to school together, and blah, blah, blee, blee, blah, blah, blee, blee. As they are making their way to school, his bracelet starts throbbing. And he's like, oh my god, I'm about to turn into a girl. Holy hell. So he makes an excuse to get away from
Kaede.
Sakura. Yeah.
Is that her last name?
It's Kaede Sakura, so...
Oh, Sakura's her last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is running, and she's like, where are you going? And he gets to a corner and literally turns into
this girl.
Beautiful-looking girl. And all of a sudden, the shit-kicker redhead comes out of no place and like, oh, look, another Comfer, so now we've got to fight. Taking a step back, Comfers have three basic skills. You have gunslinger as a skill, you have magic user as a skill, and you have swordsman as a skill. So each Comfer that is picked gets one of these abilities.
They don't get to decide, it's just
they don't get to decide. It is put upon them. The red-headed Spitfire is a gunslinger. So she's like shooting bullets like all over the place and was actually the one that was chasing Seno in his dream, which he then realizes holy hell is not a dream, because there he is, he's the chick again. But you have great magic healing powers, so unless you get killed, you will heal.
So you can get the shit kicked out of you multiple times without dying.
Correct. But if you get dead,
then you're dead.
Okay, so they're going through all this battle stuff, and Sakura comes around the corner and sees the blue-haired girl. A bullet's coming from her and coming towards Sakura, and the blue-haired girl's like, no! And she throws her hands out, and fireballs come out. So, realizing that she's a magic user. And so she's learning how to master, you know, those powers, and stops the bullet from hitting Sakura. So then Sakura's like, oh my god, I'm in love! Because it turns out Sakura likes the ladies, not the dudes. Okay?
Yes.
So, as they're fighting, the redhead makes some obnoxious thing, because she's, you know, real overbearing and bravado. But damage has been done to a light post, and it's about to fall on her. And Seno, as the girl, jumps and knocks her out of the way so that she doesn't get hit by the pole. When Seno is on top of the redheaded girl, who you'll learn is named Shizaku.
How's it spelled?
Oh, you're gonna make me go.
No, you can do it after the show.
Alright, I'm just saying, hold on. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Is it S-H-I?
Yeah.
Okay.
S-H-I-Z-U-K-U. Shizuku.
Okay, just checking.
And I got that wrong. The redhead is Akane. Shizuku comes later.
Okay.
But she sees that Sano's bracelet is blue. Her bracelet is blue. So they're actually on the same side. She's like, oh, I can't kill you anyway, but thanks for saving my life, whatever. And she leaves.
Okay. Oh, so there are teams. There are teams of Comfer.
Correct. It's basically, you know, red versus blue.
And then the last two of the each color battle it off for the end.
Exactly. So as you progress through the series, you learn that there are these two planets, basically.
A blue planet and a red planet?
That are fighting in space. And they were doing so much damage to themselves and the surrounding areas that a mediator came in and said, you know what, we're going to resolve this. We're going to pick champions to fight on your behalf someplace else outside of this universe.
And when they're done, we'll tell you what the result is.
And whichever one wins, that's going to be the winner of this argument that you're having. And we agree that that's the end of it, right? And they're like, okay, fine. Because they are, you know, causing massive destruction, not only to their own people.
In space!
But to the galaxy as a whole.
To the galaxy!
Okay. So the moderators created the Kampfer test, where they would pick at random people that they would give similar sets of abilities, but they would then duke it out and resolve this conflict.
So wait, are the Kampfers from these planets?
They're not.
So they're regular humans?
Correct.
Wow.
That just from the endowment of the bracelet that they have, they're given these abilities.
Inherited the abilities.
Correct.
Wow. That sucks.
Okay. So they have no idea why they're fighting. They don't know what the conflict is. They just know that they need to stay alive because red Kampfer are going to try to kill them.
Or blue ones are going to try
and
to kill the red ones.
Blue ones are trying to kill the red ones. So Sano finally changes back into a girl, which in the beginning, he changes back into a dude, which in the beginning of the series, he can't control. Not only when he changes to a girl, but changing back to a dude.
Right.
And so he finally changes to a dude, and he's like, that's really weird. But he goes ahead and goes to school. And he's sitting in class, and a person from the library comes up and says that they have a message that they need to give him to pull him out of class. So he steps out into the hallway, and there's this really mousy chick with glasses on, and she's like, so I have a message for you. And he's like, oh, okay, sure. And, you know, he's being really sweet and really nice. And she starts blessing. She's like, I just have to thank you for, you know, this morning. And he's trying to think, you know, of something that he did this morning. Like, you know, did he hold a door open for her or something or whatever? And she's like, no, it's me. It's Akane Mishima. You know, we fought earlier and you saved my life. And she's like looking down at her feet and twiddling her fingers. And he's like, wait, Akane, like redheaded, like gunslinger, like, crazy ass bitch Akane? And she's like, yeah, we should go to the library so we could talk and I'll explain things.
She knows that he's a dude who changes into a chick.
Correct. Because of the bracelet. Because she has the same one. And she knew his name and by his uniform knew that he went to her school.
Okay.
And so when you transform, you can actually transform not only just your abilities, but actually your personality and traits. So Akane herself is very quiet and reserved and not very confident. You know, the typical bookworm with glasses.
But when she transforms, she's this ballsy,
bravado. You want to fight? Kind of chick. So it's very interesting to have that dichotomy. And when Sano changes, like, his is complete because he loses his penis and grows boobs and a vagina.
But is his character, his personality, the same when he's
yes
a chick?
Yes and no. And it's one of the things that you learn as you go through the episode is that his character actually starts changing. The entire time, he's still, like, head over heels focused on Kaede. But then he and Akane are in a library, at the school library, talking about stuff. And the swordsmith starts fighting them, but only kind of.
Okay.
So the swordsmith isn't your traditional, I have a rapier or I have a broadsword. This swordsmith kind of reminds me of Kratos in that she has swords on the ends of chains. And she has, like, three of them that she can manipulate.
But she only has two hands.
That's why they're on chains. She doesn't use her hands to manipulate them at all. She actually manipulates the chains that hold the swords, so she can be a far away attack.
Oh,
so you have
okay.
your ranged attacker.
Right.
Both on either the side of the sword.
Or magic.
Or the side of gunsmith.
Oh, yeah.
Magic can change. Magic may be a close-up, not necessarily a
so
ranged.
So they might, like, develop a flame sword or
correct.
Something.
Correct. It just so happens that Sano
does fireballs. Okay.
And so they're trying to figure out where the sword attacks are coming from because they're being attacked from underneath the ground and through book stacks and they can't figure it out. And then as the watcher, you see Shizuku, the dark-haired chick. She actually gets this reverse shadow thing that happens where the underside of her hair turns like light lavender and the chains and the swords actually fly from her hair. Oh, okay.
And so you see the chain actually suck and the sword suck back up into her hair and her changes and she walks on to class. And so she's one of the three beauties of the school. Kaede is the other. But she is the student council president and she is very prim and proper. And
What color comfort is she?
She's red.
Okay.
Which is why she was attacking them. Sano and stuff. Shizuku actually has the hots for Sano. She develops them. Okay, because she figures out very quickly that he switches forms because she knows Comfort can only be girls. And, you know, there are not a whole lot of people with shockingly blue hair in the school. So she knows immediately
that
it's him. And she's always known that Akane was Comfort. But she delights kind of in the fact that, you know, there are all kinds of clubs and things that idolize her. But Sano actually is quite oblivious to her.
So because he doesn't want her, she wants him.
Correct. So you have that element going on along with the fighting element going on and, you know...
I will make you love me or I will kill you. Or
she doesn't even do the I will kill you stuff because as you get a little bit deeper into the whole thing, you learn that she actually doesn't want to fight. Because she does not like being the puppet in somebody else's machinations.
She wants to be the one manipulating.
Correct. So she is slowing things down because she doesn't kill Akane or
Sano.
She actually, throws herself at him at some point. And they were doing something and... she was like, well, if you want me to keep your secret and not kill you, you better kiss me. And he's like, what? And she just, like, dives on him and kisses him. So she steals his first kiss.
Oh, no! Drama ensues!
Yep. And so she prefers Sano in his boy form, where Kaede actually prefers in the female form. Now, Kaede doesn't know...
that they're one and the same.
That they're one and the same. And so she hears from Akane that Sano, Natsuru... knows the blue-headed chick that she's in love with.
So personally?
So she's like, you gotta introduce me. What's her name? And, you know, because he can't think, he says, oh, it's Natsuru. And she goes, wait, like your name? And he's like, yeah, but she's a girl. And I was like, oh, damn. So he basically starts a rumor at one point, or I should say Shizuku says that he said, so she really starts a rumor, that boy Natsuru is dating girl Natsuru. Because the school that they go to is segregated on sex. So they have a wing that is the boys' school, and they have the wing that is the girls' school. And never the two meet except for the school festival. And so, like, they have gender detectors at the door, so if a guy tries to get in the door, he gets an electric shock.
Right. Oh!
So to make things easier, Akane enrolls girl Natsuru...
To the
girls' school. So if he changes on campus...
he can just go to the other school.
Correct. So hijinks ensue, blah, 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 action, action. It's actually really good. The hijinks thing, they don't stay focused on the he turns into a girl thing.
No, because that's really just a subset to patch the hole.
Correct. You know, they stop making a big deal about it.
Exactly. After you just need to focus on the fight that they need to fight.
Exactly. And why. And so you start going through and you learn things about the different characters and then you get to a point where, you know, you realize that Shizuku actually really, really cares about Sano. And so does Akane. And
oh god, it's a love fest in here.
It becomes like a harem aspect because they discover another red bracelet comfer that turns out to be a childhood friend of Sano. So of course she doesn't want to kill him.
Right.
Because they've been friends ever since they were little. And she actually has feelings. So the three girls around him, two reds, one blue, all...
or on his side.
And exactly.
Like,
and
we want you to win because we love you.
Not even about win. They just completely throw the contest out of there. The only time that they actually ever fight is when they fight amongst each other about getting... Exactly. Or knocking him stupid because he's so oblivious to all of their feelings. And it's focused on Kaede.
Right.
Okay. And then you learn some things. I don't want to spoil it because I really suggest that you watch it. You can watch a couple of episodes for free on theanimenetwork.com. Don't get it twisted. Animenetwork.com is a squatter site. Theanimenetwork.com is their official site. If you subscribe Or if you are a subscriber to their channel on your cable system, then just like the HBO Go type thing, you can log in using your cable login, I believe, or you just have to link the two, and then you can watch their stuff there. Or you can just straight up become a subscriber for their web access of stuff. But there's a lot of different content that's on there, and I have to say that I really enjoyed watching the series. It did, in fact, make me feel better because I had moments where I laughed and it had, you know, enough action to make it interesting. Obviously, there are plenty of fan service instances in it because, obviously...
You got girls.
You got a boy changing into a girl, so, you know, you go
from... We got Ramna and a half without water.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. 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 So, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I definitely say, you know, check out the couple of free episodes because pretty much watching episodes 1 and 2, you'll know whether or not you want to see...
You're going to watch it or not, yeah.
...the next one or not. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, so I highly recommend that you check it out, theanimenetwork.com. And if it's for you, knock it out. Watch the whole season.
Get it done.
The nice thing about it is the complete first arc. So you get to get all the way through the first arc and not, you know, all the way up to the pivotal point and it not change. And whether or not they continue with another season or not, I don't know. I haven't looked that up, frankly. But if they do, the second season will be great. But where they left it off at the end of the first season, if they didn't...
It'd be okay?
It would be okay.
All right.
Because there were a bunch of things that were settled. As far as the manga and the light novel go... In the end of those, Naruto actually chose Shizuka.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's like a almost rape scene, which wasn't really rape because she, you know, wanted it.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that!
Wow.
Kampfer.
Yeah.
German stuff. Who knew, right?
I'm surprised that they only did almost rape. Because
well, I'm sure in the light novel...
It probably is rape.
It probably was rape.
But then at the end she liked it, which makes her a masochist.
Because here's the thing. No, no. Here's... Alright, so let me... This, and then I'm gonna wrap. So here's the thing. Something happens, and basically Naruto is under hypnosis.
And as a girl?
No, as a boy.
Okay.
And the command that he is given is to distract Shizuku. By making her completely lose it emotionally.
And so how to do that? Rape her.
And so he is instructed to screw the bejesus out of her and then mess with her emotions.
Of course.
So he goes to her hotel room where she's at and basically pins her on the bed. And I was like, no, I'm in love with you and we're going to do this. I'm going to take you right now. And so she's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
You're not going to do this.
She's like, you could even barely kiss me. Like, what's going on? And so he's like, no, I'm going to drive you insane right now. And you're just like,
Hello.
And so she gets this look on her face for like half a second. And she's like, no. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to play with him.
She's like, he's going to crack. And so
she's like, okay. So she opens up her robe and puts his hand on her boob. And she goes, so what are you going to do now? And he goes, don't think I'm not doing this because we're doing this right now. And she goes, why? Why now all this time? You know, we've been all about Kaede. Why now all of this time? And he's like, because I was told to. And so he starts moving. She's like, oh, hell no. And so she kicks him in the nuts, basically, knocks him off of her. And he's
well, because she wants him to take him because he wants her.
Out cold. And she goes, it's a shame. You were so close to having your world rocked. But I'm going to do it when you want it, when you're begging for it. So it's like, almost rape because he's being forced to screw her, not of his own choice.
Because
of the hypnosis. And she does want it. And could have taken it, but she didn't.
And she's a sadist.
So it...
Yeah. No, she's a masochist. Because she wants it, it would feel good. But yes. She doesn't have it. So, no.
So
no.
She's a sadist.
She's a sadist. Wow. I want to watch this.
I'm telling you.
I want to go to there.
You need to get on that. So, yeah. Definitely. Check it out. It's wacky enough, zany enough, fun enough that you more than likely will find something.
It's all those really things enjoy. Above. So it's E.
It's not rated E for everyone. No. It is definitely mature.
It's option E, all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
D is none of the above.
Yeah, D is none of the above. So it's you know, in the multiple choice, it's the E circle.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Sometimes an episode needs just a little bit of a cut here and there. Here are some of those little cuts we've done in the past year. The first one is about the mobile phone app called Spotify.
I'm probably going to opt actually to go premium with it, which is the $9.99, just because I like the idea of being able to take some of the playlists and download them to my device. You know, I have a lot of playlists in my iTunes library, but a lot of them are really outdated, and I need to update them. And I like the idea of being able to craft playlists with songs that I don't necessarily own yet, but download them to my phone, you know, before I leave work, and have a great playlist to listen to right on the spot as I'm rolling.
As opposed to just jumping into Pandora
and hoping.
Jumping in one and hoping it.
Especially because, you know, I can't move around, you know, lists when I'm driving, so right. I'm kind of stuck on that.
Right.
I think that it's a great stopgap while we're waiting to see what, you know, the iCloud service is going to turn out to be. Because I think at that point, you know, now we're pretty much set between being able to grab and yank things from your own personal library over the web at any point in time with, you know, a Spotify added in. I think I'm going to be pretty much set for...
In terms of your media and your access.
Yeah, yeah. As far as, you know, that immediate need, that instant gratification. You know, I want to hear Biz Markie right now. And I didn't know... And I didn't know when I left this morning that I was going to listen to it. And yeah, I've got 15 of his songs in my iTunes library. But as of today, I can't get to them if they're in my library when I'm at work.
Right.
And I love that I can use Spotify... And actually get those songs.
Get your craving out of your
exactly, your ear. And be able to listen to them right when I jump in my car. That's worth $10 a month to me. I admit it. I have become an Xbox junkie. Okay? I didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, you remember when I kind of thought it was going to happen. Because you've never been a big supporter of Sony.
I know, but Sony was my console of choice. Like, you couldn't talk to me. My PS2... Even my PS1 beat my Nintendo systems, which is why, you know, I had a GameCube, but really the only thing I played on my GameCube was...
Luigi's Mansion?
No, I didn't finish Luigi's Mansion. PN03, which I loved, and I still have the disc. Not that I plan on putting it in my Wii, because I really don't trust putting GameCube...
They're so little, so I'm worried they get
in
stuck.
In a slot loading, exactly, and so I'm not...
unless it was a little mini loader, but that would
make...
There's
no mini loader for it, so I'm hesitant to put a GameCube game in there, but I still have my games that I played like crazy on my GameCube, which is PN03, which I absolutely loved. I think I even brought it over one time so you could see it, because it was the chick with the armor that changes color and you get different abilities when you do it.
Yep.
Kind of reminded me of a Metroid, but not exactly.
Yep.
So I played that, and I played, Animal Crossing, like, crazy.
It was weird. I had a dream about Mad Maestro a couple of nights ago.
That just means you need to play it. When you start dreaming about a game, it means you haven't played it.
I was like, I was in the center of this really bad storm, and I was like, conducting that song from Fantasia with the devil thing in the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was conducting the storm to, like, cease and be still so that people could, like, survive and live. And then I woke up. So I don't know if anyone
you
lived.
You dream in digital.
I do.
That's kind of cool. I'm kind of, you know, proud to be related to you right now.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have a 3DS pick.
Do you have a mobile pick?
I do not.
What?
Nope.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Not even Angry Birds?
Nope. Because I don't like Angry Birds. It makes me angry.
What about Cut the Rope?
No. A lot of people own those already, so no, I really don't have them.
But it's a gift giving!
No.
We're not telling people to buy something they already own.
Nope. Because I'm not a strong...
You who's straight up on your DS, like, all the time.
No, I haven't.
How many times I open my DS and it's like, you have a new visitor, and I look, and it's you 3 times.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I guess if I had a 3DS choice...
Mobile! Just mobile!
No, because I don't game on my... I'm the one person with a smartphone who doesn't...
What the hell do you use 3DS then?
I use my 3DS for the games that I have for it. But I'm just saying, mobile gaming in terms of phone and stuff, I'm like, I don't use my phone for gaming.
What about
like,
Words with Friends with no ads?
Nope, I have ads.
Hanging with Friends? No ads?
No, I don't play hanging... Nope.
Tap anything?
Nope. I use my phone...
Ninja Town?
Nope.
as a phone, and really, I use it as a texting device. I don't even like to take calls.
Alright, I'm going to try to be really, really quick, and hopefully this amp tall boy will help me with that.
Chug, 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 chug.
Typically, when I drink an amp this large, the world becomes slow, and the truth of the universe presents itself to me.
Oh, like when you smoke salvia.
No.
Well, not like when you smoke salvia.
I don't smoke salvia.
Right, because you don't. I meant like, generally. I was talking generally.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. No. Never no.
I do not condone the use of salvia.
Ready? You know what? Let's just move on.
We hope you enjoyed this stuff from our cutting room floor this week. Keep hitting us up at electricsisterhood.com.
Or go to our short address at esh.co. That's esh.co.
Comment on Facebook and check out everyone in our crew at landofesh.com.
So all that remains is for me to ask, what are you digging this week, Ninja?
I'm digging this never-before-heard shit I dig segment from last October.
So, what shit are you digging?
My fucking cog tag. I finally got my Gears 2 cog tags, which don't look like the shiny Gears 3 ones, but they're still pretty awesome and they make me feel quasi-uber sexy.
You're not quasi-uber sexy.
No, I'm quasi because I just got them and I've just equipped them, but now I'm absorbing the ability of uber sexiness, so until I put it in my set, I'm not exactly uber sexy yet.
But I like your cog tags. They're pretty bitchin'.
I like your cog tags because they're bigger than mine.
Well, I mean, I'm older.
I know. That's what I've been rationalizing it as. Which makes sense.
Alright, so your cog tags.
Fucking awesome.
Alright, there you have it.
Got them off of Amazon. I think. Yes. Amazon.
I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we'll try to sound more human next week.
Blah, 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 video games, blah, blah, Apple. Blah, blah, I'm Ninja, blah, blah. Blah, blah, the end.
Really?
That's what I hear most of the time.
No shit! Not surprising.
Until it's my turn, then I'm like, oh yeah, it's my turn now.
Yeah, but I mean, you're totally, you know, like, simple, and you're totally, you know, humble.
Oh god, hell no.
That was sarcasm. You missed it.
No, I didn't.
Probably because you heard blah, 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 not talking about you, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, I'm not Ninja, blah, blah, zone out, blah. No, I'm not humble, by no means. I'm egotistical, I am proud, I'm going to hell.
In a handbasket.
Not even, I wouldn't fit.
It would be a nice hand woven.
It's a hope chest. Hope that I get to hell in a comfortable fashion.
Like, do you phone it in like this all the time, or?
What? No, really, what?
Blah, 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 sister speaking, blah, blah, what?
Oh, sometimes.
Oh my god.